Imagine walking through a modern bookstore and finding Harry Potter shelved next to the Iliad. This juxtaposition would have delighted Thomas Bulfinch, whose landmark work, Bulfinch's Mythology, has been bridging ancient stories with contemporary understanding since 1855. While working as a humble bank clerk by day, Bulfinch spent his nights crafting what would become America's most beloved gateway to classical mythology. His genius wasn't in scholarly innovation, but in accessibility, transforming dense academic material into engaging narratives that anyone could enjoy. When we casually reference an Achilles heel or Pandora's box, we're drawing from the cultural well that Bulfinch helped preserve for modern readers. His work emerged during a pivotal moment in American literary history, the same year as Whitman's Leaves of Grass, representing a democratic approach to knowledge that was revolutionary for its time. Bulfinch organized mythology into three distinct sections, representing different storytelling eras. The Age of Fable explores Greek and Roman myths, from Zeus's thunderbolts to Orpheus's underworld journey. The Age of Chivalry brings to life King Arthur and his knights, blending history with magic. Legends of Charlemagne examines medieval romance tales of the emperor and his paladins. This approach shows Bulfinch's understanding that mythology evolves across cultures and time. What makes his work exceptional is his clear vision of mythology's purpose. "Mythology is the handmaid of literature," he wrote, positioning ancient stories as essential cultural literacy rather than academic curiosities. Without understanding Prometheus or Hercules, how could one fully appreciate Shakespeare, Milton, or modern literature? Bulfinch recognized these narratives as the foundation of Western art, literature, and culture, a foundation that remains surprisingly relevant today. The pantheon of Greek gods thrives in Bulfinch's telling. Mount Olympus stands as the divine home where Jupiter, Zeus, rules with thunderbolts, while Neptune and Pluto govern seas and underworld. Despite their immortality, these gods exhibit human emotions. Juno's jealousy, Apollo's pride, Venus's vanity, driving mythology's most compelling stories. Prometheus created mankind and stole fire from heaven for them. His punishment? Chained to Mount Caucasus, where a vulture devoured his regenerating liver daily, inspired romantic poets like Byron, who celebrated his defiance. When Apollo pursued the nymph Daphne, she transformed into a laurel tree. The heartbroken god embraced it, declaring, "Since you cannot be my wife, you shall be my tree," explaining Apollo's laurel crown and capturing unrequited love's essence. Perseus, equipped with Minerva's reflective shield and Mercury's winged sandals, beheaded Medusa, whose gaze turned men to stone. He rescued Princess Andromeda from a sea monster, and when attacked at their wedding, used Medusa's head to transform enemies to stone. Frozen, one with javelin raised, another with sword poised to strike. These tales blend adventure with moral lessons, showing how courage and divine favor overcome impossible challenges. Transformation is central to Bulfinch's retellings. When Pygmalion falls in love with his ivory statue, Venus brings it to life. The ivory softened and warmed under his touch, transforming into a living woman. Yet not all transformations end happily. Dryope becomes a tree after plucking flowers from a transformed nymph. Mythology's love stories reveal both passion's transcendent power and its devastating consequences. Sex and Halcyone transform into birds that nest on calm, halcyon days of winter. When mortal Psyche marries the invisible god Cupid, her curiosity to see his face causes him to flee. After completing impossible tasks set by Venus, Jupiter finally unites them eternally. The tale of Orpheus and Eurydice captures love's tragic potential. When his bride dies from a snake bite, Orpheus charms the underworld rulers with his lyre, securing her release on one condition: he must not look back until they reach the upper world. Near the exit, overcome with doubt, he glances back, losing her forever. This moment of human weakness continues to inspire artists, speaking to our fear of losing what we cherish most. While Greek and Roman myths form Bulfinch's core, he recognized mythology as a global phenomenon. His sections on Eastern and Northern traditions show remarkable cultural awareness. He presents Zoroastrianism as dominated by the conflict between Ormuzd, good, and Ahriman, evil, noting that Persian worship occurred on mountaintops, revering fire, light, and sun as emblems of divine purity. Norse mythology receives vivid treatment. Valhalla, Odin's hall, hosts fallen warriors who feast on the boar Shrimnir, cooked each morning, yet whole again each night. The Valkyries, who choose slain heroes for Valhalla, create the northern lights when their armor creates a flickering light that flashes across northern skies. Baldur's death reveals Norse mythology's tragic dimension. Despite his mother Frigga extracting promises from all things not to harm her son, the overlooked mistletoe became his death instrument through Loki's trickery. Hindu mythology appears with explanations of the Trimurti, Brahma, creation, Vishnu, preservation, and Siva, destruction. Though sometimes reflecting colonial biases, Bulfinch's systematic presentation demonstrates genuine interest in diverse religious frameworks, anticipating modern comparative mythology. Bulfinch showed how mythology evolved with society, tracing how a 5th-century British leader transformed into the ideal King Arthur. Arthur's acquisition of Excalibur, first from stone as proof of divine right, later from the Lady of the Lake, an establishment of the Round Table represented both political innovation and symbolic perfection through its non-hierarchical circular design. Arthur's knights explore themes of honor, love, and spiritual quest. Lancelot embodies both chivalric achievement and its failure through his forbidden love for Queen Guinevere. The Holy Grail quest introduces Christian mysticism, transforming adventures into spiritual allegory. Only pure-hearted Galahad achieves the Grail, with his soul carried to heaven, while a hand from above took the Sangreal and spear, never to be seen again. Bulfinch's survey concludes with Charlemagne legends, showing how historical figures become mythologized. The emperor transforms into a figure of political and spiritual authority. His 12 peers, especially Roland, face fantastical challenges while embodying courage, loyalty, and faith. The Song of Roland exemplifies how historical events evolve into mythological narratives, shaping cultural identity. Why do ancient tales still captivate us? Bulfinch understood that mythology isn't merely historical curiosity, but a living tradition that shapes our self-understanding. These narratives endure because they address universal aspects of the human condition: love, loss, heroism, transformation, and the search for meaning. Mythology permeates modern culture. From Joyce's Ulysses to Marvel's Thor, from Greek tragedy revivals to Star Wars, mythological frameworks help us navigate complexity. Video games introduce new generations to classical mythology, while advertising regularly draws on mythic imagery. Bulfinch's greatest insight was recognizing mythology as essential cultural literacy, the foundation of Western artistic traditions. He wanted readers to recognize mythological figures and understand their significance. In our fragmented world, these shared stories provide cultural touchstones connecting us across time. We still see ourselves in Prometheus's defiance, Cassandra's warnings, or Odysseus's journey home. From corporate logos to space missions named after gods, mythology offers a shared vocabulary for human experience, with Bulfinch's accessible retellings keeping these ancient stories perpetually relevant.